This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Oh, this is going to be freaking hilarious. The CDC is now pretending that it knows something about preparing our medical system for a nuclear attack. Yeah, the CDC has announced that it's going to have, I don't know, a little education session for doctors and healthcare workers about what to do if we are nuked. Now, this was decided by the CDC and sort of secretly announced in December of 2017 when it became apparent that, hey, Kim Jong-un or Un or whatever, however you pronounce it, has nukes and those nukes can reach America and that dude's crazy and he's got a little button on his desk, which is nothing compared to the bigger button on Trump's desk. But if Kim Jong-un manages to get a nuke our way, it kind of doesn't even really, you know, matter whether we can nuke him back in terms of the destruction of a major U.S. city. You know, he could nuke New York. He could nuke Washington, D.C. He could nuke Chicago. And so the CDC announced, well, we better educate doctors and healthcare practitioners on what to do if your city gets nuked. Okay, so now this is not a laughing matter, and I'm not laughing at the matter. What I'm laughing at is the total incompetence of the CDC, which can't even prevent the flu because all they do is promote flu shots that don't work. And right now in California, Chicago, and New York, you have an epidemic of the flu, which is the easiest thing in the world to prevent and cure. And I know this because I haven't had the flu in like 15 years. And I never get vaccine shots. And the way you prevent the flu is through nutrition, which is something the CDC is completely illiterate about. The CDC has abandoned all real science that doesn't make money for the drug companies. So when it comes to radiation, well, let me back up. You want to prevent the flu? It's called vitamin D, vitamin C, and zinc. That's it, man. That's all you really need. Yeah, elderberry extract is really good if you catch it. There's a number of herbs. You know, echinacea is good for preventing the flu, but zinc, vitamin D, and vitamin C, that's what you do all winter long. That's why I never get the flu. And also, by the way, the flu shot contains mercury. So if you think it's a great idea to inject yourself with brain-damaging mercury because the CDC wants you to have a flu shot, then yeah, go ahead and shoot up some mercury and you'll wonder why your IQ keeps dropping. You know, this isn't rocket science here, folks. This is basic physics, chemistry, physiology. It's not that complicated. In any case, so the CDC thinks that, well, they're going to teach people what to do after a nuclear attack. Hey, you CDC morons, you have no idea what to do in a nuclear attack. First of all, the attack is probably going to hit your city, for one thing. And you guys, you're living on these bloated federal salaries. You're lazy. You're incompetent. You're scientifically illiterate. You're nutritionally illiterate. You're pathetic. You have no idea what to do in a nuclear attack. Trust me. You want to know who knows what to do in a nuke? The survivalists and the preppers. They know what to do. And a few doctors who are well-versed on radioisotopes, and they understand cesium-137, for example, and they understand strontium-91, and they understand half-lives and so on. And this whole issue of half-lives, by the way, I bet you 9 out of 10 CDC workers don't even understand what a half-life is. And they don't understand the difference between a physics or atomic half-life versus the biological half-life. They have no idea. And in fact, I bet you most doctors aren't even really fully informed on that either. Well, for cesium-137, the answer, I think, is somewhere around 29 years, by the way. And for iodine-131, it's, I think, 7 days or very close to that. And, of course, dietary iodine can protect you from iodine-131 radiation. But the long-term threat to cities and croplands and so on is cesium-137, not even iodine-131. But I can't even have this conversation with most doctors because they don't even know this stuff. They don't even know that miso soup helps eliminate radioisotopes from the body. They have no clue, absolutely no clue, even though that was used in World War II after the bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan. How did the people survive that situation when they had so much radiation? Well, they use miso soup. They use seaweed. They use a lot of things that help the body clear. And by the way, I have a U.S. government granted patent on a formula called Cesium Eliminator. That's the name of the patent if you want to look it up. I'm the author of it. You feel free to look it up if you want to see what's in the patent. It describes a combination of certain dietary elements or substances, let's say, that help your body eliminate cesium-137 from the digestive tract. In case you drink radioactive water, radioactive milk, or ate some radioactive food, this cesium eliminator can help eliminate cesium-137 from your body. So you can read the patent. It's very straightforward. I developed that in my laboratory over a couple of years of research. And by the way, I'm stockpiling raw materials for that stuff in Texas with the intention of donating that to, you know, fellow Texans or fellow Americans. If anybody gets nuked, I'm going to crank up production at my facility. I'm going to make bottles of this stuff and I'm going to ship it out to the people. That's what I'm doing. That's my plan, stockpiling this stuff. The CDC hasn't stockpiled any of this stuff. The CDC hasn't even contacted me to ask about, can they have manufacturing rights, which I'd be, of course, happy to donate to the federal government if they want to manufacture this. In fact, I will donate the formula to the governor of any state. If you want to manufacture this stuff and stockpile cesium eliminator to protect your population, I'm happy to do that. But these bureaucrats and these CDC officials are so scientifically illiterate, they don't even know they need it. That's how stupid they are. That's how ill-prepared they are. And so I'm not expecting the phone to ring. I'm just going to forget them. They don't know what they're doing. I mean, the federal government is incompetent at every level. Look at FEMA responses. Well, actually, the last FEMA response under President Trump was not bad. But under Obama, the FEMA responses were horrifically bad. So I guess FEMA can do a good job if they want to. But by and large, large governments are incompetent. And it's up to the citizens and small businesses and individuals and local sheriff's departments and local police departments and local emergency response teams and firefighters and so on. These are the people getting things done. And so that's who I'm going to be donating to in this situation. In any case, I got off on a little bit of a tangent there. The point is, the idea that the CDC is going to teach doctors what to do if they get nuked is so laughable in a kind of dark comedy way, because the CDC has no idea what to do. Like, number one, you should have a rifle. You know, you should have a gun, because there's going to be gangs coming in from out of town looting the place, because the gangs don't know about radiation either. They're going to come in and try to loot. How are you going to protect yourself? You can't protect people from radiation if you can't protect yourself from the gangbanger's 7.62x39 rounds coming out of his AK. You need self-defense before you can even think about medical defense and detoxification and healing and all that. So you better have a rifle, you better have scientific knowledge, you better have some cesium eliminator, you better have a water filter that filters out radioisotopes. If you don't have that, you're not prepared. I don't care if you have CDC initials on your business card, you don't know jack about dealing with a nuclear attack unless you cover the basics, which means science, it means medicine, it means nutrition, it means self-defense, knowing how to use a gun, all these things. So this is going to be a pretty hilarious little seminar from the CDC. I hope I get the chance to watch it. And if I do, of course, I'll have to comment on it. So I'll bring you that commentary. But maybe we should do like the Health Rangers nuclear preparedness video instead, you know, versus the CDC, which will get you killed. Here's the Health Ranger video that will actually help you stay alive. There we go. Maybe I'll do that. That sounds like a good idea. Thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. Read my website, naturalnews.com. And if you're worried about radiation, check out radiation.news. Very informative. Radiation.news. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, MAGA. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacture, and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.